Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasere Mafidon, and welcome to Season 3. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Or me, I should say, hi, I'm back. Huh. Forgive me. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Everyday Endeavors, where we talk about being like Christ in our everyday endeavors, and we grow, and we learn, and we, by God's grace, learn and do better. So, it's been a while. Last I posted, it was May. It's currently September. And the end of September at that. I shouldn't be laughing. You know, there's a meme, and it says, and please, it's a joke. But the meme was like, broke people should never laugh. Sometimes I change the words to like, people who aren't serious should never laugh. So I shouldn't be laughing. Hi, everyone. Hi. I won't lie, it feels weird to be back. I feel like so much has happened since the end of May when I put out that episode about, like, if you're having a hard time, this is for you. It's been a while. I feel like even my voice sounds a little different, which is somehow, guys, been praying for my voice. So I was just trying to figure out what to do coming back. And my sister suggested that I post a life update. Let you guys in on the loop. Give you guys some gist, which is kind of like tea in Nigeria. Just what's been going on? What how am I? How am I really? And how have I, what have I learned in this period? I know some people care, so I will go into my life, not like deep, but yeah. Alright, so what has happened since the month of May? That was what? May, June, July, August, September. 5 months ago. 4 months ago. What's happened since the month of May? A lot, people. A lot. I've been tried. I've been pruned. yeah. The last episode, I don't know if you could tell through my voice, but there was a lot that was going on in my life in that time. And I really had to depend on God. I mean, we should depend on God every season of our life. But that was a new season where I was thrusted into a new way of life. And it was like, it's either you do this with God or you suffer. And not suffer. Okay, let me. I have this tendency of saying stuff, but like, the full details are in my mind. I just don't say it out loud. I was in a season, and I am in a season, where it was like, I either do it with God. I'm either praying, reading my word, fasting when he calls me to, being intentional, going to a Bible study so that I can be around like-minded believers. Or I can neglect all those things and just let the enemy play with my mind and suffer in a way as if I am not a child of God, as if I don't have powers over, excuse me, as if I don't have authority over the enemy. So that's the season I've been in, and God has been really teaching me, you have to trust me. You have to do this with me, because by yourself you're not going to make it, my dear. Very humbling. Very humbling. Yeah, so since May, things that I never thought about have happened. And I really pray for anyone who has anyone in the hospital. Let me just say it like that. It's not easy. Yeah, experienced some of that. I was studying for the LSAT during that time, which is like so funny because one of the classes I took, they really emphasized like the LSAT is very cognitively dependent, or not cognitively, like you need your mind to be very clear. You need your mind to be very like calm and at peace to take such an exam. And my life was all over the place, like stuff like that. How God put me in a position at church, and I'm a leader of a group, and I'm trying to manage that while studying for the LSAT, while working, while taking care of my family. Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, I was studying for the LSAT. I actually took the LSAT September 9th, and I get my score tomorrow, actually. And if you haven't been able to tell, this is a little different from how the podcasts usually are. It's very much like just me talking to you guys. Yeah. Okay. I studied for the LSAT. I got promoted by God in ministry. So fulfilling, but so difficult at the same time. Well, very fulfilling, and it comes with its challenges. Let me say it like that. It's been really nice though. Like, it's amazing to see like you pour into people and then they are growing. You know, me, I'm still growing. Please, I'm not. But like, they're growing, and you're seeing the improvement, and you're like, God, wow, it's actually working. So that's really nice. And yep. What else has happened since May? Some of the issues that I've been having for, my family has been having for a few years, God resolved, which is amazing. And I'm so, so, so grateful whenever I think about it. Let me not say whenever, very strong. Yeah, sometimes when I really think about it and I sit with it and deep lingo, when I really take in all that God has done, I am awestruck. And I'm very thankful, and I just want to praise him and worship him. So yeah, some of the things that I have been, my family and I have been struggling with, God has resolved. So that's really amazing. I have new accesses that I didn't have before. And it feels so strange. Like when you have to, when you're in a constant cycle of defending yourself, it feels weird to not have to anymore. It feels weird to go to places and you are accepted. Since May, I'm learning what love really is, just new relationships in my life and how to navigate them, and how love is so much deeper than what we have ever, what we are taught in society. And yeah, and even stuff like saying in society, I'm not of the world. I live in it, right? So everything I've learned in society can go to the garbage. Thank you very much. And I'm learning 1 Corinthians 13, love. And it's more than words now. It's more than love is patient. I'm seeing what it is to be patient and what it is to receive patience. Yeah. It's nice though. It's nice. Yeah, so that's been kind of May in a nutshell. I mean, since May, the end of May, June, July, August, and then September. Yeah, when I was studying for the LSAT, coming up to my test day, it was hard. Like, I've never been so anxious about an exam before. You know, where I live, we don't really have like a lot of standardized exams where it's like one and done. Like, you go to elementary school, you go to high school. You go to elementary school, you go to high school, you go to university, and you take an exam, but there's always like chances to do better if you didn't do well the first time. But with the LSAT, it's like one and done, right? So You can only do it 7 times in your whole life. You can do it, I think, 3 times in a year. You can... Anyways, it was a lot. And that pressure, I put pressure on myself, but also other people. It definitely didn't help. And it was hard in addition to everything else that was happening in my life at the time. But I can say, though, that God is so faithful. If you are going through a season, an exam season right now, and you're studying for an exam or whatever the case may be, just know that the God you serve is bigger than an exam. That's something I had to remind myself. The God you serve, Osasre, is bigger than the LSAT. He's bigger than whatever score you might get. He's bigger than the exam. Like the people who wrote the exam, he gave breath to. You're going to be okay. So I had to remind myself of that. And I hope that encouraged you, because no, I went through it. So that's what's kind of happened. And I'm thinking of other things. Ooh. I went to a conference called Live It Loud in Ottawa. Guys, that thing was hot, man. That thing was fire. What? It was too good. Like, I left there feeling anew. I left there dropping things that were holding me bound. How it says in Hebrews that we should cast all weights that so easily trips us up. I think I'm paraphrasing. But I like, God helped me so much in that time. And like, I just dropped away. And we went in like late July, the church that I go to, we went, and it was amazing. And new friendships were formed, relationships were formed, revelation was given. Like, it was too hot, man. Are you kidding me? It was too hot. It was so good. I enjoyed it so much. I left with a lot more than I thought I would. We thank God. And I'm so grateful, and I'm so glad that I went. Shout out to my pastor, Pastor Toluade, for speaking so highly of the conference, and for being a light and drawing so many people into a place that we didn't know was there and was so helpful to a lot of us, or could be so helpful. It was amazing. It was amazing. I really enjoyed that. That was like a peak of the hard times and, you know, working. Oh, kids are so cute. Anyways, I'll leave it at that. Yeah. So the next question I have here is, how have I been? Really, how have I been? I've been okay. I've been okay. And something that I will say, because everything I'll say, I will tie back to like principles and things that God has, not principles, sorry. Everything I'll say, I'll tie back to things that I've learned in this season, so that this podcast is not just me talking about my life. When you are going through a hard season, lean on godly people. Lean on people that God has put in your life. Godly people that God has put in your life who can speak life over you, who are Bible-believing people. And if you don't have that yet, just finding a church community and maybe speaking to the pastor. But don't do it alone. Don't do it alone. The enemy is looking for who to devour. Don't do it alone. It's not something you were meant to do alone. Right? I'm trying to think of examples in the Bible now. Like when Abraham went to an unknown place, he didn't go by himself. He went with his wife. He went with people, servants. When David was running away from Saul, he didn't do it by himself. He was with people. Yeah, don't do it by yourself. Don't do it by yourself. And something else I would say is, it was as difficult as it was, because I didn't steward well the relationships I had, and I took some very important people in my life for granted, which resulted in like momentary separation. So I was in a hard season, separated from the people who could speak life into me. And I cried by myself. I cried by myself. I felt guilty of how I handled certain relationships, and it didn't help. Let me just put it like that. But by God's grace, we serve a God who restores. So those relationships are restored and are being restored, which I am so grateful for. But yeah, if you're in a difficult season currently, do not do it by yourself. Lean on good people. Not good people, excuse me, sir. I take back that word. Not good people. Lean on godly people. Good people will try their best. But if they don't have the Holy Spirit helping them, their help for you will always be limited. So, yeah. And like the people around you right now, don't take them for granted. You know, a lot of us, we will push people away that we care about because maybe you don't feel like you're worthy enough. Maybe whatever the case may be, just don't push people away. If all you can tell them is, I don't know how I feel like I'm not going to steward this well. I need your help. Or I just need you to be here in this season. And I feel like I might not be the best friend right now. But I need you. You know? And being okay with saying that I need you. It's not bad. That's something else I've learned, actually. We were never meant to be independent. The same way you're not meant to be alone in hard seasons. The very fabric of your being is not meant to be independent. Right? Something I learned from the conference is that there are different types of spirits. And I'm going to paraphrase here. PK, which is the pastor, he said that there's the independent spirit, which is away from God, but not to Satan, which was Adam and Eve after they sinned against God. There's a dependent spirit, obviously, with God. And then there's something else. I can't remember right now. But that one was to the enemy, just living. Whatever you want to do, enemy. That one is your own. Excuse me. He ain't bothering you because you deep in him. Okay, now you, by God's grace. But we're never meant to be alone. We're never meant to be independent. And what I've learned, and I'm kind of segueing here in my femininity, because that's something that God had to work through me, because a lot of the things that I did were self-defense. A lot of the things that I did was to survive. And in the femininity of how God made me, I wasn't able to walk in it properly. So a lot of, I'm independent, I don't need nobody, da, 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 da. That's where I came from. And if you want to fight me on it and say that, no, you can still be independent and be feminine, da, 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 da. Take it up with Jesus, okay? Take it up with Jesus. When people say, try God, don't try me, by God's grace, I'll never say that, because who do you think you are? That was so random. Maybe God wants me to, maybe someone who's listening right now keeps saying they. Stop saying they. Stop saying it. Because really and truly, my love, who do you think you are? They should try the creator of the universe. They should try the one that created the sea, the one that is making you breathe. They should try the one that's if he said one word, everything would change. If he wanted to come to earth right now and have rapture, everything was kata. They should try him, but they shouldn't try you. You that's dust. I beg. Anyways, so yeah, I am not independent. And I will boldly say, I am not independent. No. Osasre is not independent. I am dependent. I'm dependent on the Lord. I am dependent on the people around me. I thrive when I have people around me. I'm an extrovert. Okay. I thrive when I have people around me. In a relationship, I am not independent. No, ma'am. I am a woman. I am a helper. And I feel like, let me not get too deep into that. But I am not independent. I am dependent on people. And obviously not in a way where you're codependent and you can't do anything without them. I can't do anything without God. Other people, God could give me the strength, but that's not how he made us to be, right? So yeah, I learned that. But please don't take people for granted. And if you notice a pattern of sabotage, like you sabotage good relationships, you sabotage godly relationships, pray about it. Pray. Ask your God. Ask our Father. I need help. I keep sabotaging. And as you continue to look at the cross, you will receive your healing. You will receive your deliverance. Okay. Let's keep going. Okay. So the next question I had for myself, which I've been kind of touching on, is what have I learned in this season? The first one, trusting God. Trusting God is not by mouth. And what I mean by that is trusting God is not by saying I trust God. It is deep heart posture. It is deep understanding of who God is for you to trust him. So I'm learning to trust God in this season in ways I never, like I thought I trusted God. He's a lie. For example, studying for the LSAT, I thought I trusted God. Like I was like, no, like God will do it. But I realized that when I know that by my own strength, I cannot do it, that's when I struggle to trust God, which means I never trusted him in the first place. Because if I trusted my Father in the first place, especially when I'm weak, you know, in our weakness, we are made strong, especially in my weakness, I'd be like, oh no, God got it. But I relied so deeply on my own strength and the strength that God gave me that when I didn't have any strength, I crumbled and fell. And I questioned so deeply, how am I going to pass this exam? Is it even possible for me to pass the exam? Why is this thing so hard? Da-da-da-da-da. I mean, there's so many factors when it comes to things like, oh my gosh, guys, sorry, I graduated. I graduated university. Oops, my bad. How did I not say that? So sorry. I graduated from university. I am an alumni. I've graduated and it's currently September. So I'm graduating. I'm taking a year off. I can't believe I didn't say that. My bad. But yeah, trusting God and just understanding that in my weakness, I'm actually made strong. And when I am weak, God can now show up and show out. And a scripture that I felt like a scripture that when I read it, I felt like God saw me, was Judges 6:14-16. So Judges 6:14 says, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. Judges 6:16, I will be with you and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. I actually posted it on my table when I was taking my exam online, and every time I would be discouraged, I would look at it. But that scripture to me, and this is a story about Gideon, one of the judges at the time, and he was someone who doubted and he needed a lot of confirmation before he moved. And that's a whole nother topic about how God really knows who we are specifically. It's a whole nother conversation, excuse me. But what I really took from that when it comes to trusting God is go with the strength that you have, because I didn't think I had much. I didn't know what I was doing. I studied. I went to 2 different LSAT programs. My score wasn't improving. I said, Jesus, what's going on, man? What's going on, man? Because I'm out here trying. You know I'm trying. What's going on here, man? And that scripture spoke to me, guys. It was as if God was there looking at me and he says, Osasere, go with the strength that you have. I am the one who sent you to take this exam. I will be with you and you will defeat, you will destroy, you will conquer, you will get a good score on your LSAT as if you've taken it 3 times like other people have. It's okay. It is well. And it spoke to me so deeply. So now I refer to that scripture whenever I'm, you know, talking about trusting God. And it's so funny because the month of May, that episode that I put out about, like, if you're having a tough season, this is for you, and how I was saying different scriptures on trusting God. After I listened to it, I asked myself today before I started this episode, I was like, did I hold to God's truth during this time? During the season that I was in, was I holding on to God's truth? And I say yes and no. I could have definitely done better, but this scripture helped immensely, and it was so personal to me, and I'm so grateful that God knew that in 2023, his daughter, Osasre, would need it. But yeah, that's one thing I've learned, trusting God. In my weakness, I really am made strong. And with God, like, God's plan will prevail, and he will do it in a way that is so much better than anything I could have done. And that's something I had to learn the hard way. Yeah, so something else I've learned is being consistent, even when I really don't want to. especially in this time of, like, just kind of being in pain a little bit. kind of being in pain a little bit and just being like, wow, my life is actually very busy, you know, studying for the, all these things that I'm doing in my life. It was hard sometimes to be consistent in stuff like working on the podcast or spending time with my family or whatever it may be. It was hard to be consistent, I'll be honest. And I'm just learning that, like, no matter what you're going through, you have to be consistent in reading your word and spending time with God. You have to be consistent in praying, because you have to pray without season. You have to be consistent or sorcery with doing your podcast. And you can't keep coming every 4 months saying, oh, I'm so sorry and I'll do better. Like, no. Just be consistent, even if all you can post is a quick life update, or all you can post is one little thing that God, or not one little thing, but something that God has put in your heart, and it's no more than 5 minutes. Post something. Consistency is actually very powerful. And the enemy is coming for our consistency, because when there is a break in the race, when there is a break in the thing that we're doing for the Lord, it gives room for the enemy to lie, to steal, kill, and destroy what we were trying to build. So being consistent is very important. Yeah, moving forward, something else that I've learned during this season is that, hey, God really gives the best gifts. God really gives the best gifts. Like, if you trust God, trust God in his gift-giving abilities. You know, there's a scripture that talks about how God, it says, like, if a normal person can give good gifts to his children, how much more God? But no, really, God will give the best gifts. God will give you gifts that you're like, nah, this isn't real. No. Like, no, I'm going to wake up from this dream. Like, it's that deep. It's that deep. God will give you, actually. The person who's listening right now, God wants to tell you that he will give you the best gifts. The best gifts. He will give you the best person. He will give you more than you ever expected, more than you ever deserved. He will give it to you. Trust him. Don't rush his time. And you'll see the fulfillment of his promises. Yeah, God gives the best gifts. Okay. Something else that I've learned in this season is learning how to pray. Wow. Learning how to pray. Like, praying is not, I'm going to pray today. Like, praying is really like having an understanding of the power of prayer, and also having the heart posture. And the, like, prayer is all of your being. Like, your mind has to be connected with your heart, which has to be connected to your soul, which has to be connected to the spirit man, to pray consistently, because it doesn't come naturally. Naturally, we will pray when we're in a difficult season, because we want to get out of it. But to pray when everything is fine, to pray for others, to, it doesn't always come naturally, right? So I'm learning how to pray. Like, pray, like, I'm learning how to stretch in speaking, in speaking in tongues. I'm learning how to stretch in singing in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14. I'm learning how to do all these things. I'm learning how to put this into my life. Like, if I don't pray in a day, something went wrong. If I don't pray in a day, I didn't do something. Like, I wanted to get to the point where I know if I'm not praying. And I want to get to a point where, even without consciously thinking about praying, I'm praying unconsciously with rakatabarabashantibirbi in the back of my head. You know? So learning how to pray. Learning how to pray and doing it so well. Learning how to pray and just constantly communicating with my Father. Constantly communicating with my Father, because that's how our spiritual eyes will be opened. And that's how we'll be able to know the next moves for our life. A lot of us are seeking God, like, God, what do I do? Pray. Pray. It's not every time listen to the pastor and then what he says you'll do. Sometimes you have to pray for yourself. Pray. So I'm learning how to pray, and I am not where I want to be, but I am better than where I was. So yeah, learning how to pray. Next thing that I've learned in this season is humility. And I think I've learned in this season that I'm learning, let me say it like that, in this season that I am really nothing without God. Osasere is nothing without God. Like, everything that people see and admire in me, or everything that people see and they're like, oh, that's nice, like, that's interesting, it comes from God. I'm trying to get to a point where I really understand that, Osasere, you are just a vessel. Not in a demeaning way, but in a understanding my place type of way. Because sometimes I could be prideful and I struggle with pride, and God is working. I speak life over myself. I struggled with pride, right? And it gets to a point where I really be thinking I'm all that. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Baby girl, no, you ain't. It says in the Bible that if you exalt yourself, you will be humbled. If you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. I have to get to the point where I humble myself. And something that another pastor said a while ago was that the scripture says, humble yourself. Because if God humbles you, hey, just go and lay in your bed for 3 days. Are you kidding me? Nah, man. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. How do you do that? Serve other people. How do you do that? Do things that you don't want to do for other people. How do you do that? When you're in the kitchen, your brother's room is the furthest from the house, and he tells you, can you get me water with three ice cubes. Why so specific? Me, I don't know. Three ice cubes. And you want to say no, but you humble yourself. You said, it's okay, I'm going to get you your water. And when you ask him to get you water and he doesn't get it for you, it's okay, I'll get my own water. So I'm learning how to be humble and walk in humility and die to myself, because I thought I could do it on my own. I thought I can do it on my own with a little sprinkle of God. I can't. God has to be my life. He has to be the center of it all. And if not, what am I doing? What am I doing? How can I really bless people if I do so from a place of pride? How can I make impact if I'm doing so from a place of pride? Nothing will change. The Holy Spirit is very humble. The Lord cannot trust me, cannot trust you with certain places if our heart is prideful. If we come at it from a, nah, I got this. If we come at it from a, nah, they're going to be blessed because I'm here. If we have pride, God has to limit our exposure to the world. He has to limit how many people can listen to us, receive from us. Because he knows that if we get a little glimpse of accolade, it's over. We just push God aside. So just being humble so that he can expand me, so that people can receive. Because I know that God has put something in me and put something in you. And I just have to humble myself. I just have to submit for it to come to pass. And yeah, those are just a few of the things that I was able to remember off the top of my head that I wrote down. And this season has been very rewarding. I was thinking, like, would I do it again? I would do it again. I would do it again. And I would do it again. And I thank God so much. And let me just exalt the name of the Lord for a second. Baba God, I thank you. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the season since May, the things that I went through, the pain that I felt, the tears that I cried. I thank you, God, because they led me to here. I thank you, God, that you're not done with me. I thank you, God, that I have more to go and I have more things to learn. I have more things to be engraved into the very fabric of my heart. I thank you, God, that you are not done with me and that you trusted me thus far. Oh, wow. You've trusted me thus far. Thank you, God, for trusting me, even when I didn't deserve it, even when I showed that I wasn't trustworthy. And I pray, God, that from whoever is listening, whoever is going through our season, that they just be encouraged by what I've talked about today, sharing pieces of my life, that they be encouraged to know that at the end of it all, there is light. At the end of it all, joy is coming. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God's the best, man. Yep. So what's going to happen in the coming months? I'll be putting out an episode every month. By God's grace, I'll be putting out an episode in every month. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I pray that it blessed you. Yeah. So please don't forget to follow this podcast and share this episode if it blessed you in any way. What's that thing called? Like rate the podcast as well, you know, so I know where to improve. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that you learn something new about God and are able to apply it in your everyday lives. Now go. Live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors. Bye for now.